When listening to this recording, be sure to only listen to it at night or when you want to meditate and you are safe and no one or nothing will disturb you. At the end of this recording, you'll be given suggestions to fall into a restful sleep or simply meditate. If you are under a doctor's care, you should always consult your physician before using this recording. Never play this recording in a moving vehicle. Thank you and enjoy. Okay, now close your eyes. Let your entire body loosen. Now take 3 deep breaths. Okay, breathe in, expand your lungs, filling them with air. That's it. Hold it here for a second and slowly press it out. Get all of the air out of your lungs. You are feeling more positively relaxed now. All right, breathe in again. Air coming up through your nose. Feel your chest rise. That's it. Really fill up your lungs. Now hold. Release and relax every part of your body. That's it. Relax your jaw and let out all of the air. Slowly release. Feel your chest deflate back down. You are even more relaxed now. Okay, one more time. Breathe in slowly. Allow yourself time to fill your lungs. That's it. Now hold your breath and release through your mouth. You are now very relaxed. Your body is at ease, and so is your mind. Now let's take a journey. This journey involves your 5 senses and will further relax you. You will find yourself on your own private island. You are on the beach. You notice that the island is small. Seeing the beach curves in either direction, surrounding a jungle. Look out at the water. Notice the colors of the water. Picture the clear water. Notice the reef just beyond the sand causes the water to have 7 shades of blue and green. You see turquoise, light green, brilliant blue, seafoam green, and several other colors. You look up at the sky and notice how bright blue it is. There are several large clouds in the sky. They are big and white. You notice them move slowly in the sky and change shapes. Watch the clouds as they transform in front of you. The water then distracts you. You notice about 100 yards in front of you, there is a barrier in the water. This barrier is protecting your island and causing the waves to break on it. Listen to the waves hit and break on the rocks. The sound is soothing and you enjoy it. You take a few steps forward and walk into the water. It is completely calm here. The water is warm. Feel it against your legs. The water is soothing to your skin. This relaxes you and puts your mind at ease. You decide to get out of the water. You walk slowly across the beach and into the grove palm trees. As you walk, you see a fresh coconut in front of you. The coconut is split and partially opened. At first, you smell the coconut. It smells sweet and calms you. You then tilt the coconut and taste the coconut milk. It tastes clean and sweet. You leave the coconut behind and continue walking through the palm trees. As you walk, you admire the tall palms swaying in the breeze. You then look in front of you and notice there is a small clearing of the trees. In between two trees is a hammock. You decide to lay in this hammock and rest. You climb in and get very comfortable. The hammock sways very gently. As you lay here, you focus on relaxing your entire body. You start with your head. Relax the muscles in your face and in your jaw. That's it. Moving down to your neck and shoulders. You relax every muscle. Feel all tension release. Your arms, hands, and fingers lay loosely by your side as you sway on the hammock. Focus on relaxing your core, your lower back, sides and abs. Now moving further down your body to your hips and buttocks, You relax these muscles even more. This feels positive. Relax your thighs, relax your knees. Relax your calves and shins. Your legs are now feeling completely comfortable and safe in every way. Move down to your ankles, feet, and toes. Release all tension from your feet. Your entire body is now very relaxed. Enjoy this relaxation. Now focus on relaxing your mind. Your brain is free from random thoughts. You focus on relaxing further and enjoying swaying in the hammock. You enjoy this feeling of total relaxation of your body and mind. Now in your hammock, you look out to the beautiful water and sky. You notice a kite being flown far out into the sky. As I count down from 10, the kite lowers, and you relax deeper and deeper with every number I count. Okay, 10. The kite moves slowly down just a little, and you feel yourself relax. 9. You are going deeper into a state of relaxation. You see the kite lower, and you are feeling very positive. 8, deeper still. 7, you are feeling more and more relaxed as you watch the kite lower. 6, you relax further into hypnosis. 5, the kite is now lower and you are very relaxed. 4, you relax even deeper. 3, deeper still. You watch the kite go down, down. 2, you are very relaxed. And at the count of the next number, you will be completely relaxed. 1, you are very relaxed, very comfortable. We will now focus on your subconscious mind to make positive changes and go forward with your life. I want you to use your creative imagination to visualize the scenes I describe. Sense or see, experience yourself walking along a country path. There are green fields on both sides, with a hedgerow separating the fields from the path. You can't see if anything is growing in the fields, but further on, you can just make out a gate. Ahead of you is a small wooded area. and you have heard that this is the natural habitat for some many rare woodland birds and insects. And almost opposite the woodland area, you can see the beginning of a village and perhaps just make out the playing figures of some small but chubby children. As you walk along, it occurs to you that this is the path of your life, and it is a very familiar path. You have been walking along this path for a long time. And it is a comfortable path to walk along because you can see that the path is straight. And you know, or you think you know, where you are going. Behind you is your past, where everything that has ever happened to you and all the people you have left behind remain. The backward path leads to your earliest years, to when you were an infant in your mother's arms. But on this road, you know that you need to keep moving forward. Some of the people you have met in the past are also there further ahead on the road. You may meet these people again in the future, along with many of the old familiar situations. Some may even be accompanying you on your journey, strolling along by your side as you walk. But right now, you are aware that this is your journey and yours alone. After a while, you come to a crossroads. You pause at the crossroads as you decide which way to go. Of course, you know that you can continue along. The familiar path, and you know where you'll end up. The path that leads off from the junction is slightly inclined, and peering ahead, you can see beautiful mountains over there in the distance. And you are curious as to where the other path leads. And you look for some signposts. You see that the path you have traveled has the same name as the one straight ahead. This is called Future Fat Miserable Road, and the ones at the junction that turns off to your left and your right are both called Future Slim Happy Peaceful Road. You have already decided which path to take, which is why you are listening to me today. But before you embark on this change of direction, let's see where you would have been traveling had you chosen to continue the same path as previously. So you walk along the future fat miserable road for the first 100 yards. It doesn't seem too bad. Everything is just as it was before. But after a while, you notice yourself getting out of breath. Walking is no longer easy as you are carrying more weight with you. And that weight is pressing on your knee joints, making you wince as you limp. The field on your left is still there, and the gate isn't far away. So you decide to stop for a rest. You notice your clothes have become tighter and stop to undo some buttons. At last, you have reached the gate. You stop for a while and lean over the gate that looks into the field. But the sight that greets you both shocks and surprises you. Instead of the field of vegetables that you expected to see, you notice it is actually a cemetery, and the heaps in the field are gravestones. You can just make out the names of some of those gravestones and realize they are people you once knew. All people who were overweight. There is someone you remember from school or maybe one of your old jobs. Another person who was quite famous and fat is buried here. And someone else that you remember from somewhere, but you just can't quite recall where. Sadly, you continue your journey. You notice the path is littered with wrappers from junk food you used to eat. There are old chocolate and junk food wrappers and takeout cartons, empty bottles and cans of soda and ice cream cartons, and the old favorite foods that caused you to gain weight in the past. Their containers, you see. You notice half-eaten cookies and breads and sweets. You notice different types of fats that are quite ugly clumped together. It is all here, poisoning the environment And you just hope that the rare birds don't fly over and encounter any of these scraps. You meet other people with weight issues along the road, all looking very heavy and miserable and a complete mess because they have no energy and cannot be bothered with their appearance or anything else. As you approach the village, you see the two heavy children that you spotted earlier and notice they're not playing, but crying for help. You ask them why they are crying, and they tell you their mother has been taken seriously ill, and they are waiting for an ambulance. At that moment, you can hear the ambulance sirens as the vehicle approaches. It stops abruptly, and two paramedics leap out and follow the children into the cottage. You hear one of them say that it looks like she's had a heart attack and they need to get her to a hospital as quickly as possible. And the other says, but we can't get her out. Curious, you ask if you can help, and they tell you she is stuck in her chair. At that moment, you notice a very large lady with her head slumped forward onto her massive chest. Her rolls of skin and fat are sticking through the sides of the chair, and she's so stuck that the paramedics have to carry her out in the chair to the ambulance. On a table is a huge pile of food that the woman had been eating. The children begin picking at it. There are large, greasy pastries. And heaps of cheesy sauce pastas. Pieces of meat with thick rinds of fat. And desserts of every type imaginable. You have an overwhelming urge to empty the table and put everything into the trash bin and to tell those children to eat healthier food. But you restrain yourself because it isn't your house. And those aren't your children. In fact, nothing here belongs to you. Even the path that you traveled isn't the one that you'd chosen to take. You were just curious to see what it could be like. And now that you know what it is like and how your future could be, you can't wait to go back to the crossroads and take your chosen path. So find yourself back at the crossroads. Now, and begin your new journey to healthy living. Take a walk down this path and notice that rather than walking, you are skipping along because you have a mountain of energy and vitality. You notice how loose your clothes are becoming. And resolve to invest in a new wardrobe. You meet other slim people along the road. These people ask where you're going, and you hear yourself responding that you're going to the gym or for a swim or for a game of tennis or whatever sport you enjoy. And you see yourself actually participating in your chosen activity and enjoying yourself. You can see what people mean about exercise releasing those feel-good endorphins. In your brain, because you feel absolutely marvelous and so happy. After a while, you decide that it's time for your lunch. So you travel further along the road until you arrive at your house or place where you live. See yourself in your kitchen preparing a light meal. You are using a plate or a dish that's much smaller than the ones that you used to eat from. And your choice of food is healthy and good. You eat slowly and mindfully, enjoying each mouthful. But it's not very long before you are full. You realize that you've had enough to eat, so you stop eating. That's right, you simply stop eating because you don't want anymore. You have even left food on your plate, which is something you rarely did in the past. When your stomach has digested some, you drink some crystal clear, refreshing water, and you have no desire for sweet or sugary drinks. See yourself now choosing a new outfit to wear. You are in the sort of boutique you would normally have avoided. The outfit you choose helps your curve look even better. You feel comfortable in these clothes and quite fit. You know you look like $1 million. You are going to a party, and at the end of the event are some people who haven't seen you for at least 2 years. So they have no idea how much you have changed. See yourself entering the room, and all heads turning to watch and admire you as you walk in. Old friends and acquaintances are in awe when they realize it's you. And they crowd around you wanting to know your secret, asking you how you lost all that weight in so little time. You explain the weight didn't drop off immediately, but it happened when you made the right choice. You chose a different direction in life, and from that point on, there was no going back. You didn't want to go back because you had seen how it could have turned out had you stayed on the fat and miserable path. The name of the road that you took gradually changed from Future Slim Happy Peaceful Road to Present Slim Happy Peaceful Road. And you are determined to stay on this path. You began to cut out all the junk food that you used to consume. You stopped snacking on any of the foods that you used to eat that caused you to become bloated, to disturb your stomach, or caused you irritability in any way. Because you found it had no appeal to you, you took up new activities, using more energy, and began having earlier nights because you realized the importance of sleep. You stopped thinking about food in the way that you used to, because on your new path, food became just a means of survival. It was no longer the be-all and end-all of life. Of course, you still enjoy a nice meal, but you eat in moderation, slowly and mindfully and consciously. You are conscious of every morsel that enters your mouth. And if it's not good for you, you don't put it in your mouth. After just a short time on your new path, you began to notice other changes going on in your body. you began feeling more optimistic, joyful, peaceful, and determined to succeed. Your mind focus improved, and your energy levels soared. You certainly needed the exercise to burn off some of your excess energy, and this proved the key to losing weight quickly and easily. Your friends and acquaintances compliment you on your success. They tell you that you look amazing, and you smile and thank them, feeling absolutely wonderful. You feel so glad that you changed your direction in life and took the new road to peace, happiness, fulfillment, and health. And you resolved to yourself that you will stay on this path for the rest of your life. And these suggestions are firmly embedded in your subconscious mind and grow stronger and stronger by the day. They grow stronger by the day, stronger by the hour, stronger by the minute. As you continue to relax, breathe regularly in and out. In through your nose, out through your mouth, like playing a musical wind instrument, relaxing, relaxing, relaxing. In your mind's eye, auditory memories of suggestions float by in panoramic style. It's difficult to remember the order in which the ideas were given. It's challenging to remember exactly what I said 3 minutes ago, or even 9 minutes ago. It seems like too much effort altogether to even try to remember. Relax. Relax. Allow serenity to lift you higher and sink into the soft, white, fluffy clouds, floating lazily in the warmth of the sunlight. You can choose to remember to forget what I said, or to forget to remember what I said. The choice is yours. Now, in just a few moments, you're going to drift into a restful sleep or meditation. understand that your subconscious mind will act on every word on this recording, and each time you listen to this recording, these suggestions will become stronger and stronger in your consciousness. Each time you listen to this recording, these suggestions will become more and more a part of you, and you will become more and more the person of your choosing. A relaxed, calm, confident, peaceful person. All right now. And now allow yourself to drift into a peaceful sleep, or simply meditate as you wish. When you awaken, you'll be well rested and full of natural energy. You'll be ready for a fulfilling and peaceful day.